With WXBR News, I'm John Burton reporting. If your plans to cool off this week include a dip in the lake, it's important to know the signs of drowning. It rarely matches how drownings are portrayed in movies and TV shows. WXBR's Katie Thorson reports.
An estimated 4,000 people die in unintentional drownings in the U.S. each year. Another 8,000 drownings are treated in emergency departments annually. Oneida County Public Safety Dive Team leader Michael Fraley says people who are drowning aren't shouting or waving their arms about.
It's really a silent action. People aren't able to make noise when they're drowning. You know, their lungs are already in trouble. They can't breathe, so they can't make noise. So they're not going to be screaming like we think that they are. They're also not going to be able to wave to you. Their arms are going to be trying to keep them afloat.
So here's what you should be looking for. Generally, people will be upright in a vertical position. They won't be horizontal like they're swimming. They usually can't float high enough to keep their mouth consistently out of the water. They may be looking in the wrong direction, unable to focus on anything, or have their eyes closed. And it happens quick.
20 to 60 seconds, they say, before that person's going to be underneath the water. So getting somebody out there that knows how to help them with some sort of a rescue device, you know, whether it be a swim buoy, if you notice where the swim buoys, the rescue buoys are on the beach or around the pool, or if you have some other sort of rescue equipment, a life jacket even, or maybe just a swim noodle, something that person can grab onto to give them some flotation and get somebody out there that can help them as quickly as possible.
Fraley says about half of the people that drown do so within 25 yards of another person. The Oneida County Public Safety Dive Team is trained in rescue and recovery and get about 10 to 12 call-outs per year. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
A two-car crash in Lincoln County Sunday morning badly injured a young mother. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office says the crash happened on Highway 64 in the town of Corning near Elm Grove Road. The other driver involved in the crash said a vehicle driven east by a 17-year-old from Merrill crossed over into the westbound lane. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office says the 17-year-old was flown by helicopter to Marshfield Hospital with unknown critical injuries. Her two-week-old son was in a car seat and was not hurt. Two people in the other vehicle suffered minor injuries. They were a 60-year-old man and his 56-year-old wife from Jim Falls, Wisconsin. The crash remains under investigation. Researchers say smoky air from wildfires is becoming more of a widespread public health issue. A local cardiologist says next time the air quality worsens, heart risks need to be taken seriously. Mike Moen reports.
As the Midwest sees more waves of smoke-filled air, experts say people should know it's not just something that impacts your lungs. Cardiologist Dr. Robin Germany says if particulates enter the bloodstream, other problems begin to surface.
And that causes, as you can imagine, inflammation and real stress on the heart. And difficulty breathing in and of itself can cause that same problem.
She says prolonged exposure could trigger a cardiac scare, especially if you have pre-existing conditions like heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and asthma. Just like the rest of the population, Germany says staying indoors when the air quality is poor, with the windows and doors shut and the air conditioning turned on, is one of the best approaches to protect your heart and the rest of your health. If you have to be outdoors on a day with heavy wildfire smoke, Germany recommends wearing an N95 mask to avoid putting extra stress on your heart. And just like checking the weather for rain threats, she says your summer planning should also include a routine look at the air quality forecast.
It's disappointing that we're having to fight this, but it does seem like something that we continue to have year after year now. And so I do think that, you know, looking and saying, okay, today's going to be a rough day, try to minimize as much as you can that outside exposure.
Meanwhile, Germany says when the weather is nice and there's no risk, it's vital for people to get outside and move around, allowing them to enjoy those heart health benefits. I'm Mike Moen.
Hopes had been to reopen the Hodag Dome in Rhinelander this week, but that's been pushed back again. Plans are now to reopen the facility to the public August 10th. Repairs have been underway to the track and tennis pickleball courts. Crews were finishing the last two layers on the track last week and adding another coat of paint to the courts. In a Facebook post from the Hodag Dome, it was said the surfaces will last longer if they're allowed more time to cure, leading to the decision to delay the Hodag Dome reopening to August 10th. The school district of Rhinelander calls the Hodag Dome the largest air-supported high school dome in the nation. Police in Wisconsin's progressive capital city last week put the spotlight on persistent and deep racial divisions. It prompted cancellations and other changes to popular summertime events as protesters said they were determined to continue public pressure for change in Madison. Corey Ruiz, who is identified as Black or Latino in Wisconsin court records, was shot and killed by a Madison police officer on Wednesday after a brief scuffle. It marks the third time since 2012 that Madison police have shot and killed someone in the same neighborhood. The shooting has sparked renewed calls for police reforms and forced the city to once again reckon with calls from the Black community to address racial justice issues. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.